I'm really glad Lily Scales is able to join us. She's from MAPS. She is their Change Illinois Advocate and our guest this morning. Hi, Lily. How are you this morning, ma'am?
Hi. Good morning. I'm good.
I'm excited to have you, too. And here's why. I preach this a lot when I get the chance, and I've talked to many MAPS members over the years about how important drawing legislative maps are, right? Proper representation.
Absolutely.
Those things get tinkered with quite a bit. But the census has a huge impact. We've talked a lot about the money. You've heard it too, 1,500, 1,400, 1,600. I've had people to say different numbers of what each person represents monetarily. But when it comes to the Constitution, it's really about Article 1, Section 2, takes place every 10 years. The data collected by the census determines the number of seats each state has in the U.S. House of Representatives. Apportionment. This is really kind of premier in my mind when it comes to the census. I know the money's important, but this is very, very important.
Absolutely. If we don't have, as a state, as a country, if we don't have an accurate count, which is the census provides that foundation, we have to count every single person that lives in Illinois, regardless of its citizenship status, regardless of the zip code. We need to count every single person. And unfortunately, it's been a difficult year to get an accurate count. Without an accurate count, essentially, you are missing populations and communities. When it does come time to reapportionment, you're not getting that accurate count. And when we have areas in Chicago and in some of your listening areas as well, where we don't have a close enough count, 80-95% count, then we're missing populations. And when it's time to turn in those numbers and the data information to get representation, we're going to see holds in the state of Illinois.
You see, here's the problem. We were already losing population. And so there was a concern about congressional streets and when the seats when they redraw the legislative maps once the census figures are released. But there's a lot of problems here. One, an interesting article in the Politico talking about the Illinois Constitution, for example, states that the General Assembly must redraw its maps by the last day of the spring session, which is usually May 31st. Now, in this article, it says the scenario is an advantage for Democrats who wield the governor's office in both houses of the legislature. If the General Assembly fails to approve the maps by the end of the session, an 8-person bipartisan committee is named to do the job. And I don't think the Democrats want to give up that kind of weight when it comes to an 8-person bipartisan committee. But all these deadlines and there not being a session till after November, there's some mechanics issues that are coming into play along with the small count.
Absolutely. So yeah. So Illinois is already seeing a population loss, and so we're definitely going to lose one congressional seat, and that's why the count is so important. We have the potential of losing two, and with everything going on in the state of our country and in our state and deadlines that need to be reached and under COVID, there's a lot up in the air. But the Constitution is the Constitution, and if the General Assembly doesn't weigh in on a map in agreement, then there is a potential to have a toss-up. So that 8-member commission, if those folks do not agree on a map, then there is a 9th member that gets chosen to choose the map, and that is by a random selection. And in the past, it has been done out of a Lincoln hat.
All right, so let's talk about this for a minute because, Lily Scales is joining us for MAP. She's the Change Illinois Advocate. Now, here's the thing. Before we went on the air, Lily was sharing some of the numbers from Southern Illinois when it comes to undercount and how many people have fell off their census. And I'll be honest with you, I was prepared for 50 or 60%. I was not prepared for the numbers you were sharing with me.
Right. Yeah. So we follow a pretty extensive map that provides us hard to count areas in Illinois, all of the cross country, but advocates in Illinois specifically focus on counties that are showing lower response rates. And there are some areas in the listening area around Lakeshore Drive area that have response rates at 31%, 42% from and these are live numbers. And so when we look at numbers around our states, we're looking at these tracks that, you know, why is there a low response rate? Where are advocates at? How do we reach folks in these areas? Because if we don't count to these folks that live in these areas, then we can't provide them accurate representation, and we're essentially missing out on a whole group of people that need that representation. So we need those folks counted.
All right. Now, when you said Lakeshore Drive, you didn't mean Lakeshore Drive in Chicago.
No, I did not.
You meant the Lakeshore Drive of one of the lakes here around Johnson County?
Correct.
Maybe? Right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
There's some other low area. I know I spoke to the people, including the mayor in Carbondale, low numbers there too.
Yes, correct. There are some areas just outside of Carbondale that have a 41% rate as well. So I think the most important thing for folks listening is to ensure that not only you've taken the census, but that you're asking your neighbors and your friends, and you're looking at places that, you know, high density areas and very low density areas have a harder time to be counted because you have to look for folks that live there. And when we don't have people self-responding, then the census will essentially take a guess at how many folks live in your households. And those guesses will affect data. And when we get that completion of the data that's supposed to go to the president by the end of September, depending on whether the litigation will continue on to extend the census count to the end of October. Right now, we're all thinking it's by the end of September. We're rushing to get these numbers out, and that data is not going to be accurate.
All right, see, and you just touched on something. The clock is ticking. Illinois and the rest of the country, Thursday, September 30th, I believe it is, the deadline stands or whether it'll be shifted to allow more time for the census forms to be turned in. Is there a thought there will be an extension? Because I've heard a lot of different opinions, but I haven't heard anything definitive.
Sure. There's a lot of litigation in addition to thought. There are a significant amount of cases that are currently, there was recently a temporary restraining order by the National Urban League against the administration to extend the census. So the census was essentially ending its operations, and the National Urban League sued to say that we need a fuller time, essentially, till October 31st. And so that was implemented. A restraining order happened, and there will be litigation, in fact, today, to hear the case to see if we will get additional time to get a full and accurate count, which will be until October 31st.
One item in particular, the president is very strong on this issue, saying this should not include undocumented immigrants.
Mm-hmm. Right. The census has always counted everyone that lives in the United States, whether they're documented or not. So when you start thinking about resources that the state gets specifically, and you start missing populations, those populations are going to use resources regardless if we count them or not, which is so essential that we do count them because it's money that is coming in. The money is not dependent on folks' citizenship status. And so we need to really hunker down and count folks that are scared to provide their information and to complete the census. As you know, that citizenship question is not on the census, but it wasn't for lack of trying.
Right. And a federal judge has also issued an injunction to stop that information from being excluded as well. And when we're talking about information that is undocumented or illegal immigrants in the United States, the clock is ticking. It represents a lot of representation. I've often wondered here in Southern Illinois, if they had drawn that map instead of east-west, would there just be one congressman instead of we've got a north-south, so we have lines, so we have the eastern-western portion with two different congressmen here in Southern Illinois. And, you know, the thought of being left out when it comes to proper representation in Illinois is something we should all be concerned about. It's interesting. We're having a meeting, and the census came up, and one of the people at the meeting, Lily, suddenly about a minute into the conversation, said, "I did it. I'm done." They had gone online on their phone to fill out the census, and it was done that quick.
That's excellent to hear. It is a really short survey, and it's happened since the 1700s in our country. And if anything motivates you to complete the census, that data does not get released until after 70 plus years, and so that's protected data. But when your folks down your line, your lineage, are looking for you, and they can't find you because you didn't complete the census, then you are going to be erased. When everyone likes Ancestry.com and all of the ancestral ways to find your ancestor, and they completed the census. That's the way they're able to get that information, get so much information from our past history. And so if nothing motivates you outside of funding for the state, outside of representation, outside of resources for your own communities, then complete your census so that the folks in your family can find out who you are and that you existed in this state.
You know, what I find interesting is we need the census to know how many people, while at the same time we can say 34% of the people haven't filled it out, but we need to know how many people are there, but we know 34% have filled it out. I've always thought that was a little awkward conversation. Well, 62% of the people have filled it out, the other ones haven't. Well, if you know that to that precision, then why do we need people to fill it out?
But, so it's taking those numbers from the last census count, so 2010. So it's assuming this is about the same amount of people that live here. Again, not the best assumption, right, because we have such a high population loss, or there can be different shifts of population within the counties that we want to make sure provide the accurate data so that we're not guessing. The U.S. Census Bureau is not guessing because that's what will happen. And with guessing and adding that data, again, it's not going to be accurate data when it comes to providing us with how many congressional seats we'll get.